I would like to continue the congratulations to Donald and Bettina. And I have written some things down, and I never follow the script, so I'm going to try to do that today. I was looking for three things to describe Donald and just my experiences with him. I was here also in 1999 as a quarterback coach, and the first thing that jumped out to me, and Ted gave you a clean description of what Donald looked like back then, but I can remember specifically a play. We were in a red zone drill, and Donald was, I think we were number 13 at the time, and Brett Favre was a quarterback, and he'd thrown this ball with the velocity that looked like it was going to go over the fence down there at Hinkle Field. So, and out of nowhere, here comes Donald Driver, makes a big catch, and you can see right away, I mean, this young man definitely belonged, regardless of the seventh-round pick, where he came from. And you could see the smile, the athletic ability, and it was a tremendous first impression that I'll never forget. The second thing I think about with Donald, because now coming back and having a chance to work with him again in 2006, and a lot of people talk about, the characteristics of a great player, but when you look at Donald's work ethic, number one, he belonged right away, you could see that, but his work ethic compared to where he started in 99, it's always refreshing as a coach to see a player develop from day one all the way through his career. But I can recall on a daily basis, and his teammates I'm sure would echo this, Donald was the old school guy that had the highlighter, go through every pass picture, would highlight the same reads, a lot of things over and over. And he had a tremendous work ethic. You talk to the weight training staff, he would squat, his leg strength, he would compete with the offensive linemen. So practice, never miss practice. That was never a topic of discussion. There was discussions, but he had an incredible work ethic that clearly is a big part of who he is today. And lastly, it's been said a couple of times, the word special. And I think that best describes Donald. We talk about him as a football player. My picture of Donald, the memory I'll have, is a touchdown against the 49ers. Yeah. No, with the throwback jersey, breaks 10, 8, Lord knows how many tackles. I mean, that if you're looking for a picture of what Donald Driver means to your football team, what he means as a player, that's the picture. I mean, that's the one that I always remember. Regardless of being the all-time leading receiver, and in my humble opinion, I think he's clearly the all-time leading Lambeau leaper. I mean, no one makes it look easier than Donald. So, I mean, those are great memories, but the things I'm sure you'll hear throughout the day and is, kind of teammate he was, what he does in the community. But, a lasting impression I'll have on Donald, as you heard, there's this dance contest last year in the spring. And Donald was in it, so and he really cut, the men of Wisconsin into two categories, and the high percentage of the men in Wisconsin said that they didn't watch the show, but they really did, and then you had men who are comfortable with themselves, like myself, that watched it every week, so. But having the opportunity with Rob Davis and Edgar Bennett and their better halves and a couple players, Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews, we had an opportunity to go to the semifinal out there in Hollywood. Really neat experience. Had a chance to talk to Donald, Bettina, and family all before the contest. Really something very unique. And I can remember our conversation beforehand. I said, Donald, man, you look really light, because he was telling me about all the training. And as a coach, you shouldn't say that to one of your players, because he's like, no, I'm strong, though. I'm strong. I'm good. I said, I know you're good. But the thing was really impressive that day, because we had great seats. We were sitting right next to Bettina and the kids and the family, was just how effortless he was on the dance floor. I mean, just the things he was doing and seeing it live. Obviously, it's a lot better live than on TV, trust me. So really neat experience. But the best part of the trip was Ruth Chris Steakhouse afterwards. Lord knows what time we left there, but just to spend time with the family. Almost made it. Oh, shit. Yeah, there you go. I'm consistent, I'll say that. I'm talking about the husband. I'm talking about the father. I'm talking about the friend. He's given a tremendous amount to us. Our organization will continue. Thank you, Donald. Thank you, Bettina.